You ever watch Seinfeld?
No, I started watching Seinfeld like at the beginning of all this and never got around to it, which is like kind of bad because I am like a walking Seinfeld character. But other than that, I haven't watched it.
Well, you got to watch it, and then you'll understand what I'm about to say, which is that every time I hear Postal Service, the first image that comes to my mind is Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
Which I don't know if you've gotten far enough, but basically every time we have these serious conversations about the future of the U.S. Postal Service, the first image in my mind is Jerry Seinfeld's arch nemesis and neighbor, who also happens to be a postal delivery person. Newman.
Newman. Guy from Space Jam is what I know him from.
Oh, that's a deep cut. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Here's
your chance to go dance at the Space Jam.
All right. I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today, as much as I'd love to keep talking about Space Jam, Seinfeld, and really the entire filmography of Wayne Knight, that's the actor's name, by the way, today we have Zach Montalero on the battle over the Postal Service.
The president of the United States just called the funding of the United States Post Office a radical left-wing agenda. Let me say it again.
So right now, the Postal Service is kind of in the heat of it, you know, a pretty boring government agency that most people don't think about, despite the fact that it services millions of Americans every day. It's now basically one of the top issues on the Hill.
They're asking for $25 billion for the Post Office so they can do this, I guess, and other things. They don't have it. They don't have the money to do the universal mail-in votes. It'll be the greatest rigged election in history.
The short version of it is that the new Postmaster General, person in charge of the Post Office, has made some changes, some reorganization, and he's also poked at some changes towards election mail.
The Postal Service warning in a letter to the state of Washington that despite a large influx of mail-in voting across the country this year, the agency would not adjust delivery standards to accommodate the state.
The USPS sent a letter to some election officials in some states in Colorado, Utah, Illinois got one, saying that election officials shouldn't send mail via the bulk rate mailing. Doesn't sound like a big deal, right? They're saying that you should send it via first class to ensure it gets delivered on time. That's a big change for a lot of election officials.
The Postmaster General is saying we should triple the rate of cost to vote by mail? What a despicable derogation of democracy.
They want $25 billion for the Post Office because the Post Office is going to have to go to town to get these great, ridiculous ballots in. If we don't make a deal, that means they don't get the money. That means they can't have universal mail-in voting. They just can't have it.
And the president said on Thursday morning that he tied not funding the post office, not putting post office relief funds in the next round of coronavirus relief package, wherever that comes, if it comes, to opposing mail-in voting. He kind of explicitly said the reason he doesn't want to give the USPS more money is because he doesn't want there to be a vote-by-mail system in the country. Now, the president always says he doesn't want there to be a universal vote-by-mail system. House Democrats, to be very clear, passed a law that would require effectively a universal vote-by-mail system in the case of emergency. But right now, as we stand right now in this country, most voters are not going to be mailed a ballot without them requesting one. In this case, there's five states that do it regularly. There's a couple of states, California, the big one, that will do it because of the pandemic. But by and large, most American voters will not be directly mailed a ballot.
Do we know how much extra money it would take to fund the USPS to make sure that there is a smooth season of mail-in balloting?
I guess it depends who you ask. Democrats wanted to give the post office $25 billion in their HEROES Act, which is their opening round of the third round of coronavirus relief talks that passed a couple of months ago, went absolutely nowhere in the Republican-controlled Senate. Democrats want to give $25 billion. Trump seems pretty unwilling to do that. We did hear, however, my colleagues Jake Sherman and Anna Palmer reported before the talks completely collapsed that there came some sort of agreement on funding the post office, about $10 billion between Republicans and Democrats. You know, certainly that was before the president said that he opposed any funding because of the universal mail system. But keep in mind, too, the post office does a lot more than just mail ballots. And it does a lot more than just mail things you may not want to get, besides the bills, right? That you get, that you kind of roll your eyes at. Besides the junk mail, post office is incredibly important for delivering things like medication in rural areas, especially. Post office is really important, delivers a lot of important things. And the post office serves at a lot of packaging for that last mile delivery, that if you get something from Amazon, sometimes, not always, but sometimes the post office will finish that delivery. Amazon may fly it across the country or wherever it is, but actually getting it to your door is the post office. So the post office is a huge deal and kind of a utility almost. It's not something we think about, but the post office, you can get a letter anywhere in the country for 55 cents. That's remarkable. That's amazing. And that's something that, you know, most Americans generally broadly approve of the post office, want to see continue.
So I want to go through two different scenarios here. Mm-hmm. On one end, we have President Trump, who, you know, is now explicitly saying that he doesn't want funding for the Postal Service because he doesn't want mail-in voting. Let's say we do get to Election Day and that funding isn't there and there isn't the widespread mail-in voting that Democrats are saying is probably necessary because of the coronavirus pandemic. What does Election Day look like?
You know, I think that's the problem, right? Is that there will be widespread mail-in voting this cycle, whether anyone wants it or not. That's just a simple fact of life. People, a lot of people do not feel comfortable voting in person right now. And sure, could things change by November? Maybe. But I am not a epidemiologist, but it certainly seems like we're not heading that way. In a recent poll, about 50% of people said they were likely to vote in person, and about 49% of people said they were at least strongly considering, if not likely, to vote by mail. Keep in mind, even though most people aren't being mailed ballots in the country, in 42 states, at a minimum, people can request an absentee ballot without an excuse. So most Americans have this option available, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. We just have to look at primaries that have taken place since this election, that people have requested ballots at record rates in just about every state and every primary that had one.
Thousands of Michiganers cast their votes in yesterday's election, the first of its kind in the midst of a pandemic. The number of absentee ballots rose overnight to 99% of all votes cast. Yesterday's turnout set a record for May elections, too, a whopping 25%.
So the problem is not, will people not vote by mail? Is do these ballots get delivered in a timely fashion? So think about this. If the post office is just unable to deliver this massive amount of ballots in a timely manner, if election officials can't get these ballots to people, that puts voters in a lot of uncomfortable situation. They have to now choose between going to the polls in person to vote something they didn't want to do or not voting at all.
So on the flip side of that, if all of the steps are taken that Democrats say we need to take to facilitate widespread mail-in voting, if the funding is there for USPS, do you think the nation and the Postal Service, even then, is prepared for an election that relies on it? Could we still see massive delays? I mean, you mentioned that most people, you know, do traditionally vote in person. This will be unlike any election before it. Can America actually pull it off?
Yeah, I think America can actually pull it off. The thing you need to watch, though, is in past years, it's possible that we did not know the winner of certain races. Think about the Arizona Senate race in 2018. We didn't know that now Senator Christensen would beat now Senator Martha McSally for a couple of days. Think about that on a much bigger scale. I think it's possible, if not likely at this point, that we all go to bed on November 3rd, not knowing who the president will be on January 20th. That's not because there's fraud. That's not because the system collapsed. It's because it'll take longer to count mail-in ballots. And in those states where ballots can be postmarked by Election Day, but received afterwards, a lot of votes will come in. In-person voting won't be determinative. So that, I think, is in either scenario, if the post office is not funded or if the post office is funded, is that's what we're staring down. We're staring down not knowing the winner on Election Day. That's fine, assuming everybody accepts those results. The president at this point has already kind of signaled that he won't accept those results. He said, we must have ballots counted. We must know results that night. He's already said that. It's a simple fact of life that it won't be the case, that everyone should prepare themselves for that reality, at least, that they should prepare themselves that they can't turn on CNN at 10:30 and watch Wolf Blitzer, you know, project the next president of the United States, that may come days later. Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. Maybe, you know, maybe the results will be determinative enough states that we'll know the winner one way or the other. But it's possible, if not likely, that we won't. And that's okay. And that's not a sign of fraud. And that's not a sign of collapse of the American electoral system. That's just how it happens with a drastic increase in mail voting.
Zach Montalero. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Also today,
wearing a mask will give the life of a clerk in your local store, your letter carrier, your child's teacher. It will increase their prospects of not contracting the virus.
Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide mask mandate. During a press briefing on Thursday, the Democratic presidential contender said every governor in the nation should require the public to wear face coverings for at least the next 3 months.
Even though it's uncomfortable, we're not used to it, wearing a mask is going to get our kids back to school sooner and safer. Wearing a mask, every American wearing a mask outdoors, is going to get our businesses back and to full strength long term. And we're going to get our country back on track.
Biden's comments come in contrast to President Trump's messaging on masks. Trump has urged Americans to wear them in public more recently, but has not proposed mandates nationwide. And some early reviews are in on Joe Biden's vice presidential pick of Kamala Harris, and most voters think it was a good one. According to a new flash poll from Politico and Morning Consult conducted the day after she was selected, a slim 53% majority of voters approve of Biden picking Harris to join the ticket, a number that is significantly higher than the 29% who disapprove of Harris as a VP candidate. And the choice also has support from some key constituencies that the Biden campaign hopes will solidify its lead over President Trump, with 79% of black voters approving in addition to majorities of voters under the age of 35 and over 65. Only voters between 45 and 65 didn't have a majority support for Harris. This comes as Biden holds a notable lead over President Trump nationally, with the latest Morning Consult national tracking poll putting Biden 8 points ahead, 51% to 43%. The Politico Dispatch production team includes Jenny Ament and Sadeep Reddy. Our executive producer is Irene Noguchi. If you like what you're hearing, you can really help us out by leaving a rating and review in your favorite podcast app and by telling a friend to check out the show. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.